Tonight's Shir Simen Lamed Gimel Seif Hey. Im Nifsaka Haritsua. If the tefillin strap were to tear, to rip, Yesh Matirin Litfor Mitzad Pinim. There's an opinion that says you can sew it together as long as the stitches are on the inside against the body, you don't see it on the outside. For Yesh Oimim, others say, Masha Makif Mimenu Haroish. The part that surrounds the head, ubeshayad kadei shetakif hazroya, liksha hatfila im hazroya, and the shayad, the part of the strap that goes around the arm to fasten the tefillin to the arm, ukadei shetimosach ad etzba emsa is v'yichochimena al osu etzba shosh krichos v'yikshar, and it keeps on going to extend down to the middle finger where you'll wrap it three times around the finger. That length of strap on the shalyad and the length of strap on the shalrosh around the head, ein lehem takono, cannot be mended in any way, lo b'kashira v'lo b'tfir, not by knotting it, not by stitching it. V'chol yisrin ha'oyrich, but anything longer than that, shehu b'shvil shekerech ha'ritzua kamapamim sav ha'zroya, because maybe the shalyad strap you want to go around your arm several times, uba shalrosh masha tolim imenu, and the shalrosh strap hangs in front of the body, hangs down, ein ha'tfir v'akshir poslebo, there, it doesn't bother us if you sew or tie the strap to continuous length. So there's two shittas. The first shita says, we don't care where the tear is on the strap. As long as the stitches are underneath, it's okay. You can't tie it, but you can stitch it. The second shita says, what goes around the head and what goes around the arm to fasten it above the elbow and then draw the strap down to the middle finger where you'll wrap it three times, that length of strap has to be perfectly intact and you cannot sew or knot straps together for that. Anything longer than that, you can. So the second sheet is the more strict view. And as a rule of thumb, when the Shulchan Aruch says yesh and yesh, we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch is paskin like the second yesh. If you want to go like the first, it would have been a stam and a yesh. A yesh and yesh, he's inclined to be machmer. That's what we can understand from the way he sets this up. Shulchan Aruch concludes, in a case of need, when there is nothing else but tefillin that was sewn up in the minimum amount of strap, and it's only kosher according to the first yesh matirin, we'll rely on that. We'll rely on that yesh matirin in order to avoid missing out on the mitzvah tefillin if there is no alternative. Mishnah Berurah sifkatan chaf hey. Yesh matirin. Some say you can sew together a torn ritzuah. Afilu b'toch hashi'ur shemakif arosh v'kibur. Even the minimal amount to encircle the head or to encircle the arm above the elbow where the tefillin is fastened. Sifkan chavav lispar. It can be sewn. Davka tefir. This view only allows stitching. Al kashira b'toch shir hanal. But to knot the strap in this minimum size of strap, l'kuliyam apostle minatur, everyone would agree that's apostle midiraisa d'chsev, because it says in pasuk ukshartem. V'dorsh chazal learn from that word kesher tam, and if you have to tie a knot, that's not a kesher tam. Dahainu haritzua shekosh about filin tehei tama ushlema v'lokshura. Kesher tam means that the strap that we're using to knot the tefillin on the head is a perfect ritzua and a whole ritzua, not a knotted ritzua. Gam ha-tfira hu davka begidin l'chudin, and according to the view that allows stitching, and it's still called a kesher tam, if it was sewn together, that's only if it's sewn together with gid and not threads. Kasa b'tshuas dvar Shmuel in nifsa gam ha-barta mutla tafra. The tshuas dvar Shmuel writes that if the ma'barta tore, it would be permitted to stitch it back together. Sifkan chavzai mitzad pinim. The allowance to stitch is if the stitching is underneath. Kadesh lo yeh minkar mibachutz kal. It should not be noticeable from the outside that it was stitched together. V'koshkein im mekom hatfira konus sesocha marbarta deshol dezu. And certainly if the area that was stitched is actually within the ma'abarta, this view would say it's fine. No one sees that part of the strap. The second shita holds that the part of the strap that goes around the head must be perfect as the strap that goes around the arm and extends all the way down to the finger. What's allowing me to say? You're going to stretch out the ritsua from the upper arm all the way down to the finger without wrapping it several times around the arm between the elbow and the wrist. That is the length that we give for the ritsua shel yad. As we learned before, in simin chav zayin. The reason we're more lenient with the shel rosh, I'm a darche Moshe, look in the darche Moshe. So the notes on the side bring that the ritsua on the shel rosh, whatever goes beyond the circumference of the head, isn't really needed to hold the tefillah in place. The tefillah is held in place without anything hanging down, and that's why we don't care if you have to stitch it together. But the ritsua shel yad, so that's all part of holding the tefillah together, even going down to the finger, and that's why we are more strict. We say that all of that is to mechazik it, and therefore we're more strict with the length of the tefillah shel yad strap. Sivkan chav tes hamatirin. B'shas hadachak, we can rely on the lenient opinion. Hainu demuter afil tefor begidim betorcha shir shemakav harosh mekibros. Then we can rely on the matirin who said you can sew with a gid in the amount that surrounds the head or that surrounds the upper arm. V'chutz shir hazem muter afil nikshar. Beyond that, you would be able to not only sew it, you'd be able to even knot. For koshkin for bechut, and certainly to sew, even if you're not going to use a gid, you'll use a regular thread. Once I can use a knot, I can sew with a regular thread too. Now, with all that, we still can't make a bracha. Because really, the halach, you have to follow the view of the yesh omen who's strict. The suffik to eluchum, it's a suffik to yerais eluchum. But in order not to miss out on the mitzvah entirely, wear them until you find another pair. So basically, the Mishnah Berurah understands when the Mechaber says, "B'shas dechak," you can rely on the first view, not to mevatel mitzvah tefillin. That doesn't mean you can make a brach on it. You can't make a brach on it because the second sheet, which is the ikar sheet, holds that it's possible. So you'll wear it, but you're not going to make a brach. The Mishnah Berurah continues, "V'ayin b'taz." If you look in the taz, Sheposek, he comes out with a decision. The gamber tzur shel roish en yochel levarchaleo atchir tzur shel yamin atatabur usmol arachazes shlema. That for the tefillin shel roish, you cannot make a bracha until the strap on the right side descends to the navel and the left side to the chest intact, b'li kashira utfir, without any knotting, without any stitching. We learned before that's how long the straps have to go. The tefillin shel roish straps are supposed to go down, the right one until the navel, the left one until the chazeh. So the sector taz, if it doesn't go that far without any stitching or knotting, then according to the second shita, according to the yesh oimim, that should be possible. It's not only what goes around the head, but what descends down beyond the knot as well. Al b'sefer liyarabo hechriya lahalocha. However, the sefer liyarabo concludes ledin, the bein b'shel roish, ubein b'shel yad, whether the shel roish or shel yad. Levad ma'ashe yesh b'toch ha'shir shemak v'roish v'kiburis. Besides what goes around the head or the upper arm, yachal l'tafro, you can sew, af shalo b'shas l'chak, even if it's not shas l'chak, u'levarach aleim, and make a bracha. Ach she'izoher l'tfor mitzad penim, but make sure you sew on the inside, shlo yaminka hatfiyas mechus, that no one recognizes it from the outside, dimu minka lo od mikesh, because once it's noticeable, it's no different than a knot. V'gam she'yeh begidin, and it should be sewn with gidin. Al v'chutin, but if you're using regular thread, o kashira or knotting, aser afil b'shavosh, that's aser ilan shavosh, v'chein pasuk b'seiv v'shuris yankov v'derech hachayim. So on the one hand, the taz is more machmir and holds that you must have enough of the shavosh strap to go down to its full required length. And El Yerabba says that no, all we care about is even on the shel yad, not that it has to go all the way down to the finger. It has to get around the upper arm where you fasten the shel yad to the arm. That's the equivalent of circling the shel rosh. And after that, you can make a bracha even if it's sewn together. Umikomok al Mishnah Berurah says, however, im yochel hasig l'tzur shlema, if you can get a whole strap that wasn't torn and sown. Certainly should be machlach the tas, that the ritzua should be intact without any stitching to the described shear that we had before. Many of the authorities of our time quote his words of halacha. But in the case of need, one could rely on the Gaonim we mentioned before, the Eliya Rabbo, and the Shuas Yankim, and the Chachayim, to make a bracha. Especially, especially if you have beyond what circles the head two tefach hanging on either side, certainly at that point we'll say you can sew beyond it and it's okay. Look back at Simich of Zion, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Dalid. Over there he talks about the length of the Ritzuas of the Shal Rosh Neshayat. Im Nifsika Haritzua Berachva. It's split in its width, so now it's not that wide anymore. That's basically what it means. It's cut along its length and it loses its width. So now you don't have the shear. We said the width of the ritzua should be the width of a barley, and you don't have it. Is in doubt whether you can sew that back together. Look back in Simin Chav Zayin, we wrote over there. Over there, he talks about Shasa Dechak. We can rely on the width of the length of a chita, which is less than a se'ira. Also, it is brought down that there are poskim who address this shaila of prima godim, can you sew the split ritzua, and they take a hold that you can. So there are shittos a hold that you can sew up the split ritzua and make a bracha. If you turn the page back, there's a bare halacha at the bottom of the page. Im nifzika u'b'shayat k'dei she'takif. The mechaber begins if the strap tears, and it jumps to the second yesh oimim, who's machmir, until you have enough shalyad to go around the arm all the way down to the finger and so on. Kosef hamachsa shekel. So mach shekel says the following chiddush: Tetzarch acher hatfira mitchila lemtoyach biyosha hurtzua shlema ada etzba. We're saying that according to the second sheet of the chumadik shita, you can only sew once I have enough shalyad strap intact that it goes around my arm, goes all the way down to my finger. You didn't wrap around the hand, between the elbow and the wrist, and you go straight to the finger, wrap three times. If you have that much length, and then it ripped, you can sew it on. So Zok Matzvekel, if you did that, you had that minimum length, and you sewed on a strap, don't put your tefillin in the normal way and start wrapping around your arm. And then by the time you get to the finger, you're in the new sewed-on section. Rather, says the Machzor Shekel, you're going to have to put on the shel yad up top, stretch out the ritzua to the etzba, wind around the etzba, wind around your finger from the original intact ritzua. The acher kach yachzer im ritzua hanikshar lamata, then go back up the arm and wind around the arm the seven times that your minig is, with the torn piece. But you should pull the intact piece that wasn't torn all the way down to the finger, wrap around the finger, and then work your way back up. The ara etzba circulus below kashir, because until that finger, the wrappings on the finger has got to be with the original intact, unsewn ritzua. That's how Machzor Shekel understood this halacha. So the Rash Kluger says a snapshot. No one does this, and we don't follow this Machzor Shekel. Ayin Shom, look over there. Gam b'tshuas Rami Rutenberg achroinim simedal tisig alav. The ikur kepeda al hashir. The ikur kepeda is on. It's a length. She tishir kol kakadil mitorech lichoich. You need a length of shalyad ritzua. Theoretically, that you should be able to pull it down to your finger and wrap. Even though when you actually put it on and you wind it around the arm, by the time you get to the finger, you're on the new reattached piece. That doesn't bother us. So they're basically teaching, Machzor Shekel says, the Mechaber is telling us what has to be from intact Ritzua, and the others are arguing, no, that's a shear, a length of Ritzua, but it doesn't mean it has to be on the arm. Achzois nistapik, this is a shayla. Telo yekashira al ha'etzba gufa, make sure the knot shouldn't be on the finger. Kivin shigam shem shay kashir, because that's called part of kashir ayin shem b'richa. So he says, make sure you don't care if the part that wraps around the finger is from a reattached piece of ritzua, but make sure that the actual, if you knotted it together, it's not on that spot where it's going around the finger. Hamokam near lani is daita lechachila tov sheyitfer oso hamokam begidin. I think, according to Mishnah Berurah says, I think the best thing would be to sew with gid. Mitzad pinim, again on the inside, so even no one sees it on the outside. Kefilam nachush l'chumah samach sashekel. Even if we want to follow the chumah sashekel, zemiki toch hashir, that is called toch hashir, if you're going to use the reattached ritzua around the fingers. In such a case, Mishnah Berurah says, I think you can rely on the Shitas who say it's fine to stitch it up with the first few. Now, there are people who attach their tzuas to each other without sewing it together. That's like knotting. Maybe it's even worse. He doesn't mention anywhere using glue. He doesn't mention using glue. My assumption is that glue, in his mind, is the same as knotting it, which is less than sewing. There's a mile of sewing that you don't give to actual knotting. And it would seem that gluing is put together with the world of keshe. He doesn't mention it. And he mentions this last line over here in the Be'er Locha, that some people attach their tzuas to each other without sewing. That's no good. It's like being a kesher. Again, I'm not sure how he attaches it. It doesn't describe how they're wedged together. It would just seem to me that I think gluing is probably going to end up the same thing as knotting, which would not be good if it's going to be in the area around the head, or you know, the areas that are the minimum, according to the first sheet.